to? Is your mobile phone harmful or positive in your life? Is it a good thing or a bad thing? And there is a trick, just what Steve was talking about. I put mine on Do Not Disturb sometimes if I'm trying to have an half an hour's nap in the afternoon or something. But there is another trick which I use at night, which is only people listed in my favourites in the phone can get through. It blocks everybody else because only people who are on the favourites can get through. That's mean if there's a something really important happening, I need to be involved in, Heidi Murphy can let me know, or if the kids need me, they can get through to me. It's all families on there, all close work contacts. This happened for two reasons. One of them, a former policeman I know, who's sadly no longer with us, got into the habit of ringing me in the middle of the night when he's on night shift. Now, I get up at 4 o'clock, so if he rang at 3 o'clock, that was the end of me. And I found that particularly irritating, no matter how many times he thought it was necessary to do me and tell me what a lovely night he was having on night shift. The other was Kevin Rudd. When he was Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd would ring you any time, day or night. He'd be on the other side of the world. He would ring some quite often at 2:30 or 3 in the morning. And I'd say, do you know, even when he's in Australia, I'd say, do you know what time it is? Oh, yes. And then he'd go on with whatever he wanted. Now, I think that was a bit of a power game. He's saying, look, I'm up and working. Look how important it is. But I repeat, and I said to him several times, you wake me at 3, I'm losing probably 40 minutes, 45 minutes sleep, and that is crucial. Please don't. But still, he did it.